The idea of raising your own chickens is becoming so popular that San Francisco-based author Matthew Wolpe has co-written Reinventing the Chicken Coop, a manual on building chic, innovative, easily constructed, but practical abodes for chickens. As he tours our region, he says he wrote the book because urban chickens are becoming increasingly popular.
People were wanting to produce their own food, and so rather than it being kind of a ramshackle outbuilding that you kind of push to the side, we wanted it to be a statement, to be a symbol for self-sufficiency and producing your own form of protein, which is pretty hard to do otherwise in a small yard.
Wolpe, who has 4 chickens in his backyard, hopes that promoting designer coops will make the idea mainstream.
The nicer the coop is, they can reframe the image of chickens. Well-designed, beautiful coops show that chickens can belong in the city.
But it can be a struggle to get approval from municipal authorities. In Albany, the city council approved a measure 2 years ago, only to have Mayor Jerry Jennings veto it. City resident Martin Daly says the most frustrating part of advocating for allowing backyard chickens is countering misinformation.
That people would be using them for cockfighting, or that they would be crowing, that they would be carrying diseases. A lot of folks said, well, what happens when the eggs hatch and you have more chickens than you can deal with? And, you know, it's kind of like the hand slaps the forehead and says, well, if you don't have a rooster, the eggs are not going to hatch. They are unfertilized. Or chickens don't crow in the morning like roosters do. And it was very frustrating to change the misconception about it, or to inform them about what it really meant to have backyard chickens. It's an issue of food security and being able to understand where your food comes from and eat healthier.
Albany's next-door neighbor, Troy, is the only city in New York's Capital District that allows backyard chickens. A small group of people who live in the North Central neighborhood founded the group Uptown Initiative. Member Billie Jean Green promoted the idea of backyard chickens as a way to promote sustainability and counter high food prices.
One of the reasons that I wanted to get chickens is just the way the economy's going, the way our food's made. There's nothing better than going out to your yard, saying hi to your girls, grabbing the eggs, washing them off, and making an omelet right from your yard. They're fresh. You know what they're eating. It's really worth it. Local movements are getting bigger. The farmers market, people are going to those more, I feel like, now that they're being more educated on what's going on.
In Massachusetts, Pioneer Valley Backyard Chicken Association founder Meg Taylor finds that many urban areas are being presented with ideas for updated or new regulations for urban, mini, and backyard farming.
A lot of the regulations were written in the 1950s or 60s when people were getting away from having chickens in the backyard, and it's coming back. And I've worked on a few different cities' regulations, updating and changing them. Folks in city government generally are pretty uneducated about what it means to have a small flock of hens in your backyard or your side yard. But once you go in there and you educate them, most of those towns and cities are updating the regulations to allow anywhere from 3 to 6 hens in a small space.
According to BackyardChicken.com, which has a database of communities with chicken ordinances, communities in our region that allow backyard chickens include Burlington, South Burlington, and Winooski, Vermont, Beacon, Saratoga Springs, and New York City, and Holyoke, Springfield, Wilbraham, Chicopee, and Boston, Massachusetts. Some restrict the number of chickens or may require permits. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.